Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. The Escondido Police Department has arrested two teens accused of trying to light a brush fire. Investigators don't necessarily know yet whether the pair was involved with any of the fires that have torched more than 10,000 acres in San Diego County so far. For decades, California inmates serving life sentences with the possibility of parole rarely got out of prison. Most of these so-called lifers committed murder, and most were routinely denied parole by the state. But that's changing. The past few years have seen record numbers of lifers getting out. The California Report's Scott Schaefer explains the turnaround.
In a spare room just outside the main walls of San Quentin Prison, Kent Wimberly is making his case for parole. In 1979, Wimberly stabbed and killed two people in San Diego. He was 17 at the time. Today, he's 51. In this scratchy recording made by the Board of Parole Hearings, Wimberly describes how he's changed.
Today, I've moved so far from that person that I was. I've developed so many tools and so much understanding and maturity and so much more compassion for others. And insight into myself, and I've built these.
This is the 12th time Wimberly has appeared before the parole board, but it's his first hearing under a new state law requiring the parole board to weigh the age of inmates who committed their crime as juveniles. After nearly 3 hours of questions and testimony, the parole board deliberates for less than 30 minutes. Then Parole Commissioner Maricela Montes announces the board's decision.
We find that Mr. Wimberly does not pose an unreasonable risk of danger to society or threat to public safety and is therefore now eligible for parole.
But that's not the final word. California is one of just three states where governors can block parole decisions. And while previous California governors routinely vetoed parole for lifers, Jerry Brown is taking a very different approach, allowing 80% of parole recommendations to move forward. Stanford Law Professor Robert Weisberg says the change is striking.
I mean, statistically, it's a very dramatic change from the Schwarzenegger administration and an unbelievable change from the Gray-Davis administration.
The California Report's analysis of state parole data finds that since 2009, more than 1,700 lifers have been released in California. That's more than twice the number paroled in the previous two decades combined. And not everyone is happy about the trend. At a rally for crime victims' families in Sacramento recently, Susan Hamlin describes the upset caused by having to attend a parole hearing for someone who victimized her family.
And the dread of this hearing and fear of his possible release set in a full year prior to the hearing.
The Capitol sidewalk is lined with posters showing photos of relatives who were murdered. Governor Brown tells the crowd they aren't forgotten.
When you come here and you show us the pictures of real human beings who are your loved ones, who were murdered, then it isn't abstract. It's very real. It's very individual. It's a person.
Afterwards, I asked the governor if he ever worries about a paroled lifer committing another violent crime.
I'm worried about a number of things. But after we catalog our worries, we have to do what our job is. And I try to do that with common sense and a certain degree of compassion.
Brown describes his approach toward parole decisions for lifers this way.
To follow the law and to evaluate very carefully each case, which I do every week.
Your record is very different than previous governors. Why do you?
Well, I don't know what they did and whether they read the record or whether they looked at the law. The law has changed.
Brown is referring to a 2008 decision by the California Supreme Court. It stopped blanket denials of parole based on the viciousness of a crime alone. The justices ruled that there must also be evidence that an inmate is still a threat to public safety. Jennifer Schaefer, executive director of the State Board of Parole Hearings, says that decision changed everything.
So as you can imagine, if their crime alone could keep them from being paroled forever, then that was really not life with the possibility of parole. So there had to be something else.
By following the new legal guidelines, Schaefer says Governor Brown is saving the time and taxpayer expense of inmate appeals that result in lifers being paroled anyway. A California Report analysis also finds that under Governor Brown, the parole board is granting parole at a rate that's more than triple what it was 5 years ago. Attorney Charles Carbone represents hundreds of lifers. He says Brown's appointees are taking a different approach.
They are more sensitive and understanding of the rights of life inmates to receive parole. There were parole commissioners in the past who just had a philosophy, if you want to call it that, where they issued blanket denials.
But some critics, like Christine Ward with the Crime Victims Action Alliance, believe the current parole board is just too lenient.
It really is like playing Russian roulette. We just hope that that one time bomb doesn't go off and create that really serious, heinous crime that will leave not only that family devastated, but the entire state devastated. We've seen it before.
And what kind of risk do paroled lifers present? The Stanford Criminal Justice Center examined 860 murderers paroled in California over 15 years and found that only 5 were returned to prison for new felonies. That works out to less than 1%. The main reason, says Stanford law professor Robert Weisberg, is that paroled lifers are typically older. Young people, he says, are far more likely to commit violent crimes. James Thomas can attest to that. He went to prison at the age of 17 after killing someone during a robbery in Los Angeles. He's now 47. After being denied parole 14 times, Thomas was finally released last year after 30 years in prison.
Everybody makes mistakes, some a little more costly than others. I think once a person makes that transition from one lifestyle to another, then he should be or she should be given an opportunity to be able to live their life in peace and be respected for it.
Given the rising number of lifers winning parole, the State Department of Corrections has begun new programs to help inmates prepare for life on the outside. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.
See the story in bar graphs and timelines. Look for the link to Scott's story at our website, californiareport.org. And that's the California Report for Friday, May 16th, the production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering by Jim Bennett and Howard Gelman. The director is Guy Maserati. Our interns are Matt Levin and Kate Hunts. We had editing help from Lisa Alaferis, Alex Helmick, Julia McAvoy, and Craig Miller. Nina Thorson is our producer. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. The news director is Bruce Kuhn. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Endowment. Health happens when undocumented Californians have access to affordable health insurance. Learn more at calendow.org. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems such as stopping email-borne viruses and preventing data leaks. Barracuda.com.